All right. I want to say it was probably about 8 weeks or so ago that we were talking with Audrey Cole, maybe a little bit longer. She's been on our program a number of times and is becoming a favorite resource. She is the heading up Connecticut's Senior Medicare Patrol, and she's based out of the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging. She always brings great and relatable and engaging information that will inevitably help not just seniors or our aging residents, but anyone to better protect themselves from fraud, particularly in her area of expertise within the Medicare and Medicaid locations and sectors. So we want to bring her on as soon as we remind you, as we get here into the last weekend of May, that May is National Foster Care Month, an annual observance to recognize and support children, youth, and families in the foster care system. Our friends at Wheeler's Foster Care Team serves youth and families in Waterbury and eight surrounding towns to provide those youths aged 6 to 17 with stable, safe, caring environments for shorter periods of time or potentially longer. Wheeler's foster care program serves youth and families across the greater Waterbury region, and there is a great need for new foster homes in this region to help local children, particularly teenagers. If you think you don't have what it takes to be a foster hero, you may be mistaken, but you won't know unless you learn more. So we encourage you to find out about it. Contact Wheeler's recruitment team or visit wheelerhealth.org/foster. All right, Audrey, welcome back. I'm normally used to sitting with you face-to-face chatting, so this may be our first telephone interview, but the information that I know you're going to be able to provide over the next 10 or 11 minutes is going to be worth thousands, maybe a lot more, because, man, you have seen some cases where lots and lots of money have been extracted from individual people by these unscrupulous actors that perpetrate fraud under the Medicare and Medicaid space.
Thank you, John, very much. I think I was with you about a year ago for the first time when I came to meet with you, and I alerted everybody that the first week of June, the day that June 5th occurs, is actually the National Medicare Fraud Prevention Week. And we are very busy that week, going to health fairs and giving presentations and so forth. The focus of that week is educating everybody on the actions that everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. And how do we do that? Well, number one, the first step is to prevent fraud from occurring. The most effective way to stop Medicare fraud is to prevent it in the first place. So we go around and we give talks, and we're at health fairs, and we go to libraries or whatever. And by the way, if anybody out there wants me to come and give a talk to your senior center or your library or any of your locations, club or whatever, please give me a call. I'm in Waterbury at 203-757-5449. And of course, we have an 800 number, 1-800-994-9422. So the second thing that I educate people about is how to detect fraud. So this is where something has already happened, a situation that you can't prevent, and we educate people on how to detect potential fraud. That is, how to read your Medicare summary notices if you're on original traditional Medicare, or if you happen to have a Medicare Advantage plan or a standalone drug plan, how to read your explanation of benefits. So that's our second education part. And the third one is report. You would report the fraud to me. You could call the Medicare number, the national number, but Medicare doesn't collect the documentation. This is what I do. And they will ask you for your zip code, the area where you live. And based on that, they will send you to our region. We cover 41 towns in northwestern Connecticut, the Western Area Agency on Aging. Mm. However, my program covers all the statewide fraud complex cases. So even though you live outside of Western's 41 towns, if you have a potential fraud case, and we say error, that means a billing dispute, and I'd say 60% of my cases are improper billing cases, you would call our office in Waterbury.
So when you're working with people and reviewing their documentation, you know, they kind of may see it as a field of gray legalese and medical terminology, but you have the experience and the training to be able to kind of see the red flags between the lines. And I really recall and appreciated how you explained to me that a lot of times this fraud is perpetrated in a way that may not even necessarily bring a severe penalty on the individual or the organization that is perpetrating it, because they're doing it by miscoding things that may be more expensive or that Medicaid or Medicare may pay out more on versus what the patient actually got. And it's very difficult for the patient to recognize that nuance.
Correct. And just so everybody knows, fraud is difficult to prove. So we have to have an open mind. We have to say, before we accuse someone of fraud, you have to prove intent. So a lot of times it's an error and we try and resolve it. You know, it could be an honest mistake or whatever. But keep in mind, Medicare loses, the last estimate was $60 to $100 billion, with a B, billion dollars a year. That's only reported fraud in Medicare. So everyone out there, I keep saying this, you are the eyes and ears of it occurring. And unless you report it, we aren't going to know about it. So it's very important. Fraud can be perpetrated by anybody. It can be a radiologist. It can be the providers. It could be their doctor's offices who in the country who have improperly billed Medicare intentionally, and they've been sanctioned and penalized, and some have even gone to prison. So it can be anybody out there who does the fraud, but unless you keep an eye on what's happening when you went to see somebody or on your billing, and you don't call us and report it, it will keep happening over and over again. So we work with beneficiaries, family members and caregivers. We have partner agencies. I'm like even trying to team up with banks and the banking department. Sometimes occasionally AARP with romance scams and just the general community. So we can't reduce this unless you are alerted out there that we exist. We are funded by the federal government. Those monies are sent to the state of Connecticut, and they distribute it amongst the five area agencies on aging in Connecticut. Very important for everyone to be alert on this. I've had some interesting cases, and John and I, you have talked about me coming back and actually talking about those cases and how they got resolved in a positive manner. And most of those are the billing disputes.
Well, we've got time to kind of illustrate at least one composite case that you were talking about. Let's deal with one that may have the most impact on the largest group of people.
It's kind of hard to say. I would say in terms of loss of money, some of the most important frauds that are occurring are dealing with people not checking their Medicare statements and seeing that Medicare had been billed for, let's say, $8,000 or $15,000 for catheters. They never ordered. They never received. Another one is diabetic supplies. I think I've mentioned this in the past. People say, well, wait a minute, I'm not even a diabetic. How come Medicare was charged $10,000 for diabetic supplies? So those are two of the classic fraud cases. Right. In terms of billing disputes, those cases usually involve people on Medicaid in the state of Connecticut. There's two Medicaid programs. There's state Medicaid, and then there's a federal Medicaid program called Medicare Savings Program. People who are on Medicaid in Connecticut should not have to have a lot of co-payments if they're on the QMB. It's known as the QMB program. People have a Gray Connect card, mm-hmm. and they are on that assistance program in Connecticut. A lot of providers improperly bill people, and I would say that's a substantial amount of my cases that I resolve. I have to call up the provider and say, hey, you accept the Medicare amount? You accept the Connecticut Medicaid amount? You can't turn around and bill the balance to someone who's on Medicaid.
Okay. In the last in the last minute or so that we've got with you this morning, what is the most important point that you'd want to drive home with folks that are listening, whether they're in the demographic that you primarily serve or they are younger caregivers, family members, and such?
Most important thing is to stay alert. I tell people that people are no longer getting mugged on the street. They're getting mugged through the computer and on their phones or text messages. Never reply on a text message. Never call a number that someone sends you as an alert. Always call Social Security or Medicare directly. Do not answer any phone numbers of anybody that you don't know or speak to anybody. And the most important thing is get a second and third opinion. Talk to people you trust and say, I think, is there something off on this? Too many people are ashamed to talk about what's happened to them. It's very important it gets reported. Do not be embarrassed. So it doesn't matter how intelligent you are. Everyone is becoming a victim of a scam one way or another. I've even clicked on things by mistake as much as I teach this all day long. So
be aware, and do not respond immediately to calls, texts, messages, and such. And if
correct.
You determine that you even think there might be something fishy with your regular statements from Medicaid or Medicare, call you, 800-994-9422. That's toll-free statewide here in Connecticut, 800-994-9422. As you heard, you will eventually talk like I am today with Audrey Cole. She's Connecticut's Senior Medicare Patrol official out of the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging. Audrey, always great to talk to you. And since our time today was relatively short, I'm sure we'll have another opportunity to bring you back on the program before the end of the year. So I look forward, as always, to learning more from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. I'd be delighted to come back.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.